Lecture topic: Remembering the reality of death.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Kalla idha balaghat at-taraqiya wa qila man راق وظن أنه الفراق والتفت الساق بالساق إلى ربك يومئذ المساق. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أكثروا هازم اللذات الموت. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Most respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders, the Quran Sharif, there are three themes that are found throughout the Quran Sharif, and these three themes are all found in Surah Al-Fatiha as well. The first is the aspect of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. This is the foundation upon which everything rests in terms of deen. Iman is all based on Tawheed. And then Risalat together with it. So the first thing is Tawheed. And in Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise is due to Allah Ta'ala alone. Alhamdulillah, that lam shows ikhtisas. It's exclusive for Allah Ta'ala alone, nobody else. It's Allah alone. And then Maliki Yawmiddin comes further. In that too, it is all about that it's Allah alone that is the master of the Day of Judgment. So the Tawheed and then Risalat in Surah Al-Fatiha, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. Allah, guide us to the path of those whom you have favored. And who are these personalities? So in another place in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala highlights, Minan Nabiyyin was-Siddiqeen. وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ, the path of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. So the second theme of the Quran Sharif, which is also encompassed in Surah Al-Fatiha, is the theme of Risalat, belief in prophethood, and believing in the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, being the Nabi of Allah, the messengers of Allah Ta'ala, the Anbiya of Allah Ta'ala, and the last and final messenger and Nabi of Allah Ta'ala being Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Tawheed and Risalat, and then in Surah Al-Fatiha, in the same ayat, Maliki Yawmiddin, Master of the Day of Judgment. The third theme that runs throughout the Quran Sharif is the theme of Ma'ad, Akhirat, hereafter. That this world is not the be-all and end-all. It's not that the person comes and lives his life here, and then it's over, it's done with. No, this is only the very short phase of the very eternal life that's coming thereafter. So this short phase of life is not the be all and end all, it's just a one phase in this lengthy journey which will never end. So this third theme of Ma'ad, Akhirat, hereafter, this is replete in the Quran Sharif. So one is that the belief in Akhirat is fundamental. Person doesn't have belief in the hereafter, belief in life after death, belief in the reality of Jannah being, that Jannah is existing, the reality of Jahannam. If he rejects any of these things, rejects the life of the Qabr, that the Qabr is a reality in it. There is the good, glad tidings for those who are good to Allah, good in this life, and the bounties of Jannah already start for them. Allah forbid a person lived a life that was against Allah Ta'ala's commands, then there's azab in the qabr. A person rejects any of these things, his iman is gone. He doesn't have tawheed, then there's nothing at all, no matter what he has. In this time and age, in the name of interfaith, many things are, falsehoods are peddled, that well, all rivers meet at the ocean. So well, no matter what you are and who you are, all rivers meet in the ocean, so finally all are okay. Nothing is okay, but إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The only deen acceptable in the court of Allah Ta'ala is Islam. And the foundation of this is Tawheed. And anything that shifts from Tawheed, where the Christians وَقَالَتِ النَّسَاءِ, the Jews وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ عُزَيْرٌ إِبْنُ اللَّهِ, they committed shirk. They went far off from Tawheed. They said Uzair alayhi salam is the son of Allah Ta'ala. They committed shirk. وَقَالَتِ النَّسَارَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ اللَّهِ, the Nasara, the Christians, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, they elevated Isa alayhi salam to become the son of Allah Ta'ala. They committed shirk. So the only deen that is acceptable in the court of Allah Ta'ala is Tawheed, Islam. So Tawheed, then Risalat, and then this theme of Ma'ad and Akhirat, belief in the life hereafter. And this Akhirat, the Akhirat of a person starts off with his maut. Each person's Qiyamat, his own Qiyamat starts off with his maut. Man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. Person who passes away, as soon as that life leaves him, his Qiyamat, when his maut has come, his Qiyamat has started. So now this Qiyamat that every one of us is facing, one is the Qiyamat that will come when the entire mankind will be resurrected. That will happen in his time, when the entire world will be destroyed, the universe will be destroyed, and then eventually Allah will finally resurrect everybody, and everyone will have to come and answer for their deeds. But our own Qiyamat, personal Qiyamat, will start off Allah knows best when. Now this is repeatedly mentioned in the Quran Sharif, there's so much of it in the Hadith Sharif. Whereas for a mu'min, one mention is sufficient. The Quran Sharif declares, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every single person is going to taste death. Nobody denies this. Everybody believes in it, even if he's an atheist. A mu'min obviously believes in it. And then the life of Qabr, the life of the happenings on the day of Qiyamah, the reality of Jannat, the reality of Jahannam. One mention for a mu'min, he's got Iman. One mention would suffice for him. But Allah Ta'ala didn't mention it one place in the Quran Sharif. Allah didn't mention it just in one line somewhere. Details depicting the picture of maut. Kalla idha balagat at-taraqi wa qila man raq wa dhanna annahu al-firaq wal taffati as-saq bis-saq ila rabbika yawma idhin al-masaq. The whole picture of death is being depicted, that when the soul will now already reach the throat, and now the person has got no doubt in the matter that he is now gone. Wa dhanna annahu al-firaq, everybody had 100% conviction about death. He's now 200% sure he's now on out of this life already. Just a matter of another second, and before this ruh leaves. وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقِ. And in that moment, imagine the detail in which the Quran Sharif is going to depict this picture of maut. وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقِ. When the legs cross over, in that moment of the pangs of death, his one leg gets put onto the other. Out of that moment of whatever he's experiencing, the Quran Sharif is describing that also. And ila rabbika yawma idhin al masaq. Now you have to move on to your Rabb. Kalla idha balagat al hulqum wa antum hina idhin tanzurun wa nahnu aqrabu ilayhi minkum walakin la tubsirun. Now he's saying when that has reached the throat, now you see what's going on, but you can do nothing, you're helpless, everybody's helpless. Allah says we are closer to him than his jugular vein. And to everybody, we are closer to him than you are, but you cannot see what's going on. It's Allah's command now. Allah's command has taken it. So in the Quran Sharif, in numerous places, this whole depiction of death is there. In the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Kareem Salaam says, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَازِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ الْمَوْتِ. Excessively remember that which will cut off all pleasures. Just cut it off. What's that? Mouth, death. So remember death often. Previously there used to be these wall clocks. Some used to call it grandfather clocks. And every second it's so this that something would swing in it and it would make one sound. And if you listen carefully to that sound, it would sound like it's cut, like as if somebody is saying from inside, cut. So now that cut sound, it says, well, actually what it's saying is, every second it's saying cut, meaning one more second cut from your life. Next second, one more second cut. It's reminding every moment, one more second cut, another second cut. Your life is getting shorter. Because that lifespan of every person is fixed. Every person's lifespan is fixed. Every second, 1 second less. Every hour, 1 hour less of that life. Every day, 1 day closer to his grave. And if he's lived his life now to a certain age already, and now person is already white hair, person has got grandchildren, subhanallah, now every moment is bonus. So in any case, the lesson in all this is that we have been repeatedly exhorted to remember death. Because we are on the short journey, like a person on a journey, depending on the importance of that journey, how sensitive it might be, he cannot afford to now get lost somewhere, he cannot afford to miss the next connection somewhere, whatever. So there's reminders all over the place, so that the journey happens safely. The journey happens without any hitches. Likewise, this dunya, there are numerous things that can cause a major problem for the onward part of this journey, which he's got no choice. He can't get lost on the way that he won't reach. He'll get taken to his destination, whether he likes it or not. But now on this journey, there are many, many distractions, many things that come and tempt him to do things which will cause harm to him, which will cause a problem for him, will cause him to get deprived of the good things that he can enjoy at the destination, but because he got caught up in so many things, he got deprived of all that, and take him to things that will now cause him so much of suffering. So Allah Ta'ala has given us numerous reminders in the Quran Sharif, not one or two, numerous reminders of death in the Quran Sharif, of Akhirat in the Quran Sharif, the day of Qiyamah is coming, what will happen, the book of deeds, which hand it will come in, and how will a person fare on that day, and likewise the Hadith Sharif, so that we keep reminding ourselves of this reality, and don't get caught up in these side issues. Now can we imagine, if somebody was told for sure, 100% sure he was told, that you have 5 days left. You have 5 days left. So now, what are you going to do? How are you going to conduct that 5 days? You have 1 month left. Chalo, 5 days is too little. 1 month. Okay, 1 month is little. You have 1 year left. 1 year doesn't sound like a small time. 1 year left. But if a person was told for sure, certainty, you got 1 year left, subhanallah, his life will turn around, there will be a revolution. All the things that he was always saying, I just can't stop this, and I can't do without that, and every other excuse that he had in the book, suddenly everything will fizzle out. But it's 1 year. See, no, it doesn't matter 1 year, time just flies. So even if he knew that his life is going to finish off in 1 year, it will cause a revolution. We have no guarantee for 1 day. 1 year is a far away thing. We have no guarantee for 1 day. So now this is something that when this ghaflat sets in, and this ghaflat, one is the state of zikr, which we are commanded to always be in the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, to be forever in that remembrance that Allah is watching, Allah is aware. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. Allah Ta'ala knows the deception of the eye, what the heart conceals. Allah is aware of everything. And to be all that, this is zikr, this is the reality of zikr. One is the verbal zikr, which is meant to bring the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala in the heart. So we have been told to keep remembering Allah Ta'ala verbally also. إِذَا تَكَرَّرَ تَقَرَّرَ. When something is repeated on the tongue, it settles in the heart. That's why when there's dunya non-stop on the tongue, then the heart also only dunya, the person dreams dunya, he goes to sleep, his dreams are also only about dunya. He wakes up, the first thing is what dunya is going to be, everything about dunya. So likewise, if a person talks about deen, Allah Ta'ala, remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, dhikr, inviting people towards deen, and enjoining the right, forbidding the evil, there's this constant remembrance of Allah Ta'ala in all these forms on his tongue, then gradually this settles in his heart. إِذَا تَكَرَّرَ تَقَرَّرَ. When it's repeated on the tongue, it gradually settles in the heart. And now when the heart becomes zakir, when the heart becomes mindful of Allah Ta'ala at all times, and dawamu zikr, constantly in Allah's remembrance, then dawamu ta'a, then constant obedience of Allah Ta'ala will be the next step. Then he will be constantly in Allah's obedience, because he's constantly conscious of Allah Ta'ala. And whenever this is not the case, he falls into ghaflat, unmindfulness, heedlessness. And this ghaflat is one of the biggest diseases that afflicts us. When a person falls into ghaflat, then he becomes a morsel of nafs and shaitan. So now one of the things that dispels this ghaflat is the aspect of the remembrance of death, consciousness of the reality that Allah knows best, 1 year is too far away, 1 month is also far away, even 1 week is far away, even 1 day I don't have any guarantee of. Allah knows best what's the next moment. So we are being reminded of this over and over again, so that we become conscious of Allah Ta'ala, we become conscious of Akhirat, and we prepare for it. We prepare to meet Allah Ta'ala. So this remembrance of death is unfortunately something far away from us. Let alone on a daily basis we should be reminding ourselves, Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut. 25 times you should be making this dua. In that is a reminder of death. Ya Allah, grant me barakah in death and after death. Barakah in death is a good death, a death of iman, a death on righteousness, a death in the obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a death in the time when Allah is pleased with us, and ba'd al maut, and all the good things to follow, the welcome of the qabr for him, and on the day of qiyamah, the glad tidings, and under the shade of Allah Ta'ala's arsh, and the shafaat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the entry into Jannat without any hisab kitab, all this is the barakat of death and after death. So now all this is part of the reminder. But now let alone reminding ourselves in this manner, even in the qabristan, even while attending a janazah, even while ourselves sometimes helping out in whatever is happening at that moment, but we are still far away that this could be me, let alone tomorrow, today. And that reality has happened so many times. So many times there has been somebody that attended the janazah, somebody else's janazah they attended, before the end of the day they were gone. Healthy, fit person, gone. How often it happens? So now this remembrance of death. So there are many, many things that we need to conscientize ourselves. One of the things is this death, and one of the things that will help us to bring the reality of death to our hearts and to make us conscious is to read about what is in the Quran Sharif, what is in the Hadith Sharif, the lives of the pious, what kind of consciousness of death they had, how conscious they were of this reality. One very great muhaddith, Yahya bin Ma'in rahimahullah, it is dictated about him, he wrote 1 million ahadith with his hand, learning ahadith from his ustads, one after the other. So now many times there's repetitions also, all those repetitions included 1 million ahadith. Many repetitions, but 1 million ahadith he wrote with his hands. Subhanallah. He came to one muhaddith to come and hear one hadith from him directly, which had already reached him from some other source. But now he wanted to go to one level higher, hear it directly from the person who it was narrated from. So he went all the way. This was the amount of effort that was made by the muhaddithin, by the fuqaha, by all the great scholars of Islam, that they exerted themselves to a point we can't imagine. And it was their exertion, their hard efforts, their day and night soaked in acquiring the knowledge of deen, preserving it, passing it on, teaching it, that today deen is preserved for us. It was all their hard work and effort, which we spend our whole life trying to show them our gratitude, we can't fulfill one fraction of it. So in any case, he came to him and he asked him, please, this particular hadith that you relate, I want to hear it from you. I've come to hear it from you. So immediately he began narrating the hadith. Haddathana Hammad ibn Salama. He only just mentioned the first narrator's name. So the muhaddith that had come to him, Yahya bin Ma'in rahimahullah, he told him, look, you are saying it from memory. Law kana min kitabik. If you rather read it out for me from your notebook, where you recorded it, meaning I would be happier if you did it in that manner, you read it out of your book rather than just relate it from memory. Whereas relating from memory, he was a person of sound memory, he was a muhaddis himself, but it just gives like one degree extra confidence. So he said, no problem. These people were completely annihilated in their nafs annihilated. He didn't have any issue with it. Who are you now making all these demands from me? If you can't have any confidence in my memory, then go. It made no difference to him. You want me to go and bring my notebook? No problem. Without any issue. So humble within themselves, whereas they were giants. So without any issue, he stood up to now go and bring his notebook and come. But as soon as he stood up, Yahya bin Ma'in rahimahullah, he held on to his kurta and he said, oh, please first relate it from memory. First, you give it to me from memory, meaning then after you go and bring your book also and come. But why? فَإِنِّي أَخْشَىٰ أَلَّا أَلْقَاكَ. I'm afraid we might not meet again. You go to bring your notebook, either you pass away, I will never get this chance of hearing this hadith from you. And maybe I pass away. If I pass away, I will go with this one hadith less. I would have been able to learn one more hadith and go. The reward of that I will take along. So he says, please, first give it to me from memory. So he then gave it to him from memory. Then he went and brought his book and came. That he had no issue with. He went and brought it again, brought the book now, and then opened his notebook, and then he related the hadith again to him. But subhanallah, that was the extent of consciousness. That this is such a uncertain thing, and it can come in one moment it can come in, just one moment. Doesn't have to have any criteria for it to come. That must be a certain age, certain amount of illness, or certain amount of weakness, or certain time of the day, a person must not be traveling in a car at that time, and he must not be doing something wrong at that time, otherwise give him some chance, or he must be reciting Quran Sharif at that time. There's nothing, just it's a time, appointed time. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says when their appointed moment comes, then nothing is going to move it one second back and forth. It comes on its time. So this is something we have to keep reminding ourselves of. This is a reality. It's a reality that everybody believes in, but everybody, they decide not to remember it. Nobody disbelieves in it. Everybody believes in this reality, but very few remember the reality. So we have to keep conscious of it. When we keep conscious of it, now when the temptation comes to touch something haram, moth will come to our mind. What if my death comes in this condition? Now press some haram buttons, moth, the reality of death. What if that filth is flashing on that screen and in that moment moth comes? When the temptation is to go to some haram place, but what if my janaza is carried out of there? When the temptation is to do something, whatever Allah has forbidden, then moth will come as a protection, the remembrance of death will come as a barrier. But how can I take a chance? How can I ever chance it and think, well, okay, it'll be fine. What if my death comes in this moment? One person had compiled a whole lot of incidents that were mentioned by many shuyukh and so on in their talks, and perhaps some were related in some articles. So he gathered these incidents. There were some very touching incidents in there. These are things that have happened, meaning in recent times, mainly in some Arab lands. So it was compiled by somebody. So in there he mentioned some incidents. Some, mashallah, on the very positive side of things, and what beautiful way some people went. And some really frightening scenes. So one incident he mentioned in there, that one person was driving somewhere, and something happened. He had a puncture or whatever. So he stopped on the side and he jumped out of his car. and he came in the back now to probably take out the spear. And now while he was just busy, behind his car, another car came from the back and knocked into him. Now he's standing behind his car, and this car came and knocked into him, so he got sandwiched between the two cars, and he fell. Some people who noticed this, witnessed this, they quickly stopped, they came to help him. They say he was very badly injured, and already now drenched in blood. So they quickly picked him up and put two people were in the traveling in the car when they saw this. So they quickly had stopped. So they picked him and put him in their own car. So now the one person who's relating this, so he said, I jumped in the back to now just, he says he was so badly injured, drenched in. He said, in that time I can overhear he's humming something or saying something, but I didn't pay attention because we're too occupied with trying to help him out and take him now to the hospital. But as we took off now I'm paying attention, I can hear this person is reciting Quran Sharif. So he says that this was such an amazing thing for me that I'm looking at his condition, drenched in blood, perhaps his bones were broken, what pain he must be suffering, and he's reciting Quran Sharif. So he says that, and it was sounding so melodious to me, a person in this condition, this kind of injury, and he's reciting Quran Sharif. He said, I've never heard something like this. Well, after all, why would he have heard something like this when this person was already reciting with one leg in Akhirat? In any case, he says, I was so caught up in this for a while, and then suddenly this recitation just went silent. When I looked, and then I felt his hand, everything was already, it was gone. So he says, this really touched us very deeply. In any case, they were already on the way to the hospital, so they reached there. Finally, they ended up somehow contacting, finding out, getting some details and contacting his family. So his brother came along. So now they related because they were the people on the scene, and they related to his brother and related the last moments. MashaAllah, this person went in this manner, despite his injuries, despite his condition, but he left reciting Quran Sharif in this manner. So now when they explain his last moments, so the brother, now he is relating now, what is this person, who is this person, what was his life all about? So he says, well, this he went, this was his normal habit, once a week he would go to this other place, wherever that village was. He says, our grandmother lives there alone. So without fail, he must go and visit her once a week. It was a distance away. Sometimes, despite now the old age, some people just don't want to move anywhere else. So she was still living alone. He would make a point of going every week to go and visit her. And he says, now when he would go there, this was a poor village, somewhere in one of the places in Saudi it was apparently, says a very poor village. So he would take a lot of things to go and distribute to the orphans in that place, the needy, the widows. So his car would always be filled with some, as we would call it, hampers or whatever, some food articles, which he would go, while he goes to visit our grandmother, he must stop there in various places, he would make sure he gives all these things. Then many poor children, obviously, a very poor village, he will take along some sweets to just make them happy. After all, that sweet is not going to bring any nourishment to somebody's stomach really, but just to see some smile on those children's faces. Says this was his routine. And in this entire journey, he was a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, he would be constantly reciting Quran Sharif. This was his habit. So this was his life, this was his manner of travelling, this is how Allah Ta'ala took him. What was his life? Kama tahyaun tamutun. How you live, likewise you die. So subhanallah, what a inspiring incident that a person who lived his life in that manner, concerned about other people's welfare, taking care of others, taking care of the needy, taking the time and effort to go and make sure that elderly grandparent is now visited, some time is spent with her, she is made comfortable, she feels happy somebody came, somebody to cheer her for a while. More than anything else, they sometimes just need that company. They need somebody to just come spend some time with them. They need somebody to just come and say some nice words to them. So he had the time, he made the time to go and do this. Allah Ta'ala accepted his amal. Allah alone knows what other amal he might have had, what became acceptable in the court of Allah Ta'ala. But subhanallah, what a wonderful way he went in. Then another incident that is mentioned in there is that One person unfortunately was in his last moments. Something happened. And suddenly he started now in the pangs of death. So somebody came and they are telling him, La ilaha illallah. They're making talqeen. Are they making talqeen? La ilaha illallah. So he's saying, in Arabic this whole article is, so the words that he used, the translation is simply, give me a cigarette. So this person is saying, La ilaha illallah. Because he's seeing now, this is the last moments now, this person is not going to be around for another few minutes too. La ilaha illallah. Give me a cigarette. La ilaha illallah. Give me a cigarette. And this person is trying to make talqeen of La ilaha illallah. This person left this world saying, give me a cigarette. Now this, sometimes some habits just get taken for granted. Allah forbid way it becomes a problem for us. Allah forbid way it becomes a barrier from reciting the kalima. Person sometimes say, well, this is just, I'm just a recreational smoker. Recreational smoker, subhanAllah. What's recreational smoker? He says, no, well, this weed and so on. Just once a week, just with friends, recreational. So, recreational sin. So this sin, this haram is recreational. Like as if it's recreational, then it becomes lesser haram. So this is the deception of shaitan, and Allah forbid where this becomes a barrier and it stops a person. Another incident that is mentioned there, there was an accident again, three people were traveling in that car, youngsters, two passed away, one was still in the last moments. So the police that came, so now he's relating the incident. So he's saying, now I saw this person, he's a Muslim, so he made talqeen. So he's saying, La ilaha illallah. Qul la ilaha illallah. So this person is replying, Ana fi saqar. Now this police person, he is baffled. He doesn't know what he's talking. Ana fi saqar. He wasn't knowledgeable enough to know what he's talking. So again he's saying, say la ilaha illallah. He said, Ana fi saqar. Say la ilaha illallah. Ana fi saqar. And he passed away. Now he, any case, whatever had to be done thereafter, then he got around somebody to ask them that, look, this is what happened in the last moments of this person's life. I am trying to make talqeen of the kalima. I'm saying, la ilaha illallah. He's saying, ana fi saqar. What's his saqar? So the person who asked him, he said, the answer to that is in the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala says, sa'uslihi saqar. Wa ma adraka ma saqar. Saqar is Jahannam. Allah says, sa'uslihi saqar. The person who denied Allah Ta'ala, the person who rejected Allah Ta'ala, was disobedient to Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, I'll enter him into saqar. In another place, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, that the Jahannam is, the people who will finish off there, they will be asked, ma salakakum fi saqar? What brought you to Jahannam? Ma salakakum fi saqar? Qalu lam nakum minal musallin, walam nakum nut'imul miskin, wa kunna nakhudu ma'al khaidin, wa kunna nukadzibu biyawmiddin, hatta atana al-yaqin. Fama tanfa'uhum shafa'atu shafi'in. Now when they will be asked, when they already now landed themselves in Jahannam, what brought you here? They reply, لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. We weren't performing our salah. Our salah was now something we said, okay, later in life. لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. Salah wasn't so important for us. Other things were important. If it was time for some entertainment, that became important. It was some match, then that became more important. It was business in salah time, then that became more important. It was some family function, some wedding, something else is carrying on, and that now salah time came, well, this is more important. لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُمْ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. We had enough to splash on so many things, futile things, and extravagance, and just to make a show of things, and things that would be all torn and thrown away, some deco and whatever else to just make an impression. All that money we had, but we didn't have anything to spend on the poor and feed them. وَلَمْ نَكُنْ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِدِينَ. People are making a mockery of things, we join them also. And we denied this hereafter. The day of Qiyamah and all these things, we said, what's this now, fairy tales? حَتَّى أَتَانَ الْيَقِينَ. Then when death came, the reality opened out. That all this was not a fairy tale. So now this person in his last moments, Allah Ta'ala made the reality open out. Now he's seeing where he's heading. He's already seeing where he's heading. So now he's saying it. The person is hearing what he's saying, but he can't see what he's seeing. He was already seeing something. And he's saying he's in Saqar. So, these are some of the incidents. Time has already passed. The other very touching incidents in there, Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq on some other occasion. The lesson in all this is the important thing. The lesson is, life is very, very short, very temporary. We are here in this dunya for a very temporary period of time. This time in dunya is to make our akhirat. We haven't come to entertain ourselves in dunya. Allah Ta'ala, out of His grace, has made things very easy for us. Shariat has accommodated every need of ours. But there are some clear barriers and boundaries. We can't cross those lines. We have emotional needs, we have some need for some rest, we have some need for some lightheartedness, we have some need for some kind of what we will call entertainment, but meaning that which makes a person feel a little lighter, makes him feel comfortable. But all these things have a very clear boundary, the boundaries of Shariat. Person lives within those boundaries, inshallah he's safe. And in that dunya also, there's no difficulty in how he has to live. Allah has made deen very, very easy for us. We make it difficult for ourselves. If a person doesn't make the effort to do the right things, then the easiest of things becomes very difficult for him. And if he makes an effort, then the most difficult things become very easy for him. It becomes a breeze. He says, what's difficult about this? It's a matter of us doing what we are supposed to do, and in time it becomes very simple, very easy. One of the very important things we have to keep doing, remind ourselves of the reality of death. Alhamdulillahilladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. When our eyes open out, we are immediately to remind ourselves. Alhamdulillah, the dua, masnoon dua. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, he used to recite, Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah Ta'ala. Alhamdulillahilladhi ahyana, who brought us back to life after having given us death. An-nawmu ukhtul maut. We slept away, it was like as if we died. But now tonight, we can also again, we don't know whether we'll wake up from that sleep. We don't know whether we'll wake up from that sleep, whether we will survive that another day. We have no idea. So we barely open our eyes and we're reminding ourselves, like, I could have not woken up. It's possible I would have gone in the akhirat already. Allah's grace, I'm still back. I've got another chance. I've got another opportunity to repent, to come to Allah Ta'ala, to do some good, to become an asset for myself, become an asset for the ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So to make something of our life, this life is to make the akhirat. Ad-dunya, mazra'atul akhirah. This world is the planting field for the hereafter. We plant roses here, then we'll smell the fragrance there. And Allah forbid, if a person plants weeds, then the thorns are going to scratch in there. We have to do what is required of us. And as mentioned, it's very, very easy, very simple. Allah Ta'ala has made deen, ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is extremely easy, provided we don't make it difficult for ourselves. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us a tawfiq. This is also one thing that it requires, is that we have to keep ourselves in the environments of righteousness, in the environments of deen, in the environments of the path of Allah Ta'ala, the masajid, the ta'aleem that takes place in the masjid, all the other efforts of deen, the talks of deen that take place, the company of the pious and righteous. This is what's going to keep the spirit alive. This is what's going to keep the focus, where we're heading to. What's our direction? What's our destination? This will keep us preparing for that moment when we have to leave this dunya. Allah Ta'ala keep us steadfast on iman, take us on perfect iman, and raise us on the day of Qiyamah with perfect iman. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. We said, Lord. La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah Sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim naiman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah 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 la ilaha إن الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وسلم الله الله جل جلاله عم نواله الله 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 Allah, 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 Allah,
صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها. أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت. واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت. اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم فرج الكرب عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم كن لهم معينا ونصيرا. اللهم كن لهم معينا ونصيرا. اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. إله العالمين يا الله. O most merciful, most gracious, most high, most loving Allah. إله العالمين يا الله. Forgive us يا الله. Forgive all our major and minor sins يا الله. Allah forgive our families يا الله. Forgive our friends and relatives يا الله. Forgive the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا الله شوى يا مغفرة الأمت يا الله. شوى يا رحمة الأمت يا الله. إله العالمين يا الله. يا الله you guide us and guide the entire ummah يا الله. To all that which brings down your rahmat يا الله. It brings down your pleasure يا الله. Save us that from that which brings your displeasure, Ya Allah. That brings down azab, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, grant us istiqamat on deen, Ya Allah. Keep us on sirat-e-mustaqeem, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Save us from all the isms, Ya Allah. Save us from all the deviations, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you keep us from the Mubarak Sunnah of Nabiya Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, save us from the ways of the Yahud and Nasara, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. You protect us, Ya Allah. Protect us, Ya Allah. Protect our iman, Ya Allah. Protect our amal, Ya Allah. Protect the iman and amal of every every Muslim, Ya Allah. Protect the life, wealth and honor of every Muslim, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you keep us with afiyat in deen, Ya Allah. Afiyat in dunya, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you protect us from all the schemes and plots and plans of the, Ya Allah, those who are the people of Batil, Ya Allah. Those who are trying to harm Islam and the Muslims, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make all their schemes fail, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make all their plots and plans against Islam and the Muslims fail, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, turn their schemes against them, Ya Allah. Make it a means of their own destruction, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, all those who are sick, give them shifa'i kamila, ajila, mustabirra, da'ima. Ya Allah, remove every trace of their ailments, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever difficulty and hardship anybody is in, Ya Allah, out of your grace and mercy, remove it with afiyat, Ya Allah. Grant afiyat to one and all, Ya Allah. Grant afiyat in deen, Ya Allah. Grant afiyat in dunya, Ya Allah. Those who are in debts, Ya Allah, make their debts get paid out with ease, Ya Allah. Those who don't have jobs, Ya Allah, give them halal and tayyib risk, Ya Allah, in abundance, Ya Allah. Give them good jobs, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, all the needs, Ya Allah, jais needs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you fulfill it out of your grace, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever pious aspirations each one has, Ya Allah, out of your grace and mercy, fulfill it, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, at the time of our mouth, Ya Allah, take us with perfect iman, Ya Allah. Take us with La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Allah, take us in a condition of, Ya Allah, being in your obedience, Ya Allah, being in your ibadat, Ya Allah, at the time you are pleased with us, Ya Allah. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. Ilahul Alameen, grant one and all khatma bil khair, Ya Allah. Khatma bil khair, Ya Allah. Khatma on iman e kamil, Ya Allah. On tawbatan nasuh, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, make our covers gardens of Jannah for us, Ya Allah. Grant us a shafaat of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, all those who have raised their hands to this dua, all who asked us to make dua for them, Ilahul Alameen, you grant each one every khair and barakat and afiyat, Ya Allah. Grant each one the best of dunya and akhirat, Ya Allah. Save each one from all the difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you grant khair and afiyat, Ya Allah. You shower down the barakat and blessings, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, all that we have asked for, Ya Allah, out of your grace and mercy, grant it to us, Ya Allah. But we should have been asking for, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us that as well, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri mustaa'adaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.